The City's Backyard podcast is about the arts, entertainment, music, and your community. It's The City's Backyard, airing on all platforms.
Today, this is going to be a different podcast episode because I've had on tons of musicians. And, you know, the podcast is about the arts, entertainment, music, and the community. But I've never had a trombonist on the podcast in the backyard of New York City. The City's Backyard welcomes Natalie Kressman. How are you?
I'm doing great. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
No problem. We're having you on to not only talk about this new album release, but your career. And you're quite young. You're going on tour. We're going to talk about the dates in the area of the backyard of New York City and New England and the Northeast for the most part. Let's talk about your history a little bit. Your mom is a musician?
Yeah, my mom's a singer and my dad's a trombonist. So I'm kind of a weird hybrid of both. I just kind of grew up tagging along to their gigs and, you know, thinking that looks like a lot of fun. I want to do that.
It's not easy being a musician, especially with two parents that that are from that field, right? But your dad, he's also, what, a recording engineer?
Yeah, so he's always had this passion for recording. And so even though he's one of the kind of the top call trombonists here in the Bay Area, he's also, you know, recorded a lot of his favorite projects, his favorite friends, and even some pretty bigger names. And he's been, yeah, I'm lucky because he's recorded pretty much all of my releases. He's had a hand in one way or another.
Oh, you're so humble. You forgot to mention that he just concluded a 2-decade run with Santana.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing. as a musician or a recording engineer?
As a trombonist, yeah. He was touring with him. He was on that song Smooth that really like brought Santana back into, you know,
sure,
onto the charts. And so ever since that came out, you know, for 20 years. Yeah, it just kind of ended a few years ago. He was on the road basically like 50% of the time while I was growing up. Yeah.
So did you get to go to a lot of Santana shows or what?
I did. Yeah, that was kind of like, okay, summer break. Let's like look at where dad's going to be and go visit him. And then when I started really playing trombone seriously at the end of high school, I think it was like my junior year and senior year, I would get to sit in. They would have me up on stage and I would get to like take a trombone solo with my dad.
Oh, that is awesome.
Well, cool.
We have something in common. My dad is a big fan of Santana. When I was growing up, he was always, you know, had the Santana cassettes in the car. And he's also a big fan of Latin music. And I know that you do all kinds of music. You know, you perform jazz and more, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I came up, there's a great kind of Afro-Cuban music scene in San Francisco. And so that was kind of where I got my start. You know, some of the first bands that I played in professionally. And then, yeah, I went to, you know, a jazz conservatory in New York City. So I got very kind of into the straight ahead jazz scene for a while. But I always had these kind of broader interests within music. So a lot of what I do is kind of a hybrid of a few different genres. And as you can probably hear from the new release now, I'm super into kind of bringing the Brazilian music into what I do, which is, you know, different kind of Latin music, but still, you know, a lot of the music I listened to growing up was Afro-Cuban and Brazilian music.
I have a neighbor and she moved into the neighborhood a long time ago and was dating guys after her first divorce. And she married a Brazilian guy, big, tall guy who's into sailing. And so I think they're either going to Brazil or they just are getting back from Brazil. But so, yeah, I mean, Santana, the exposure of that kind of music from your dad. And what about your mother as far as, you know, what genres does she play and what instrument?
Yeah,
is she a trombonist too?
A vocalist.
Too?
Yeah,
a vocalist. That's right. You said a vocalist.
And in the 80s, she had a vocal trio that actually did a lot of high profile touring, I think they worked with some of the solo projects of the members of Journey. And like they had like record labels you know, having them tour through Japan. So that was all before I was born or right when I was really little. And then she also is hugely passionate about Brazilian music. So that's kind of how I was exposed to all this music that, you know, doesn't necessarily reach my generation in this way in the States. It was kind of thanks to her that I kind of found all this music. And yeah, she still has a band where she's primarily doing Brazilian music and teaching these days.
We have to mention that you have been playing with Phish. I mean, you talk about it.
Yeah, so I've toured primarily with the guitarist from Phish, Trey Anastasio, although I've played a handful of shows with Phish, the band, and recorded on some of their more recent records. But primarily in a band called Tab, Trey Anastasio Band. And I've been in that band for 13 years.
Wow. And how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, I'm 32, so I joined his band
oh, wow.
when I was 18. I was like a freshman in college and got the call to go on tour with him. And it's, it's been on ever since pretty much, yeah.
All right, we have one of our sponsors that's a big Phish fan. And, you know, we just have to talk about it for a minute because I never really was like a deadhead or into the Phish scene. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm more of a like a classic rock guy. Right. You know, I mentioned off air some of the artists that I've had on, you know, Alice Cooper, bassist Dennis Dunaway, and all these rock guys from Joe Walsh or Ozzy Osbourne, or, you know, so this is interesting because not only do you play, you know, kind of a rare instrument in a way, you know, the horn section, but, you know, here you're talking about Brazilian music and your dad with Santana, but then you're doing like the Phish scene, which explain to me, how is that band so big? Is it because of like the Grateful Dead are no longer around?
Yeah. I mean, I think they might've picked up where that band left off. I mean, I think it's part of it is that improvisation is such a big part of what they do that people feel like every night is unique and different, and so you don't want to miss it. It's not, you know, I think there's bands that come to town, like Santana, even, for instance. Like, there were some super fans that would follow Santana around, but normally people would just see Santana when he came to their town, and that would be kind of enough Santana for the summer. But with Phish,
Carlos,
because every show is different, you know, and they have, you know, probably 500 songs or maybe even more, and they tend to mix it up a lot each night. People will actually go on tour and hit all of Phish's tour dates all summer. So it's a really different kind of phenomenon where people are not satisfied with just one show. They really want to go see them all or listen to them all on the streaming because they do a lot of what they call couch tour, where you can buy like a high quality video stream and stay at home and still see the show pretty much live, I think. So they have a hugely loyal following, and they have all these kind of inside jokes, and people keep kind of statistics, like almost like sports, you know, like, oh, this song was last played on March 3rd of 1994.
Sounds like the Grateful Dead, you know, fan base in a way. And also a little bit like Bruce Springsteen. There's fans that follow Bruce Springsteen and hope that he does some different tracks at different shows, and they log the songs, you know, while they're at the show.
Yeah.
But yeah, so does Phish have like a whole sort of flea market going on outside like the Grateful Dead used to? I went to a Dead show before Jerry passed away, and it was at Giant Stadium. And I was working at a radio station, and I hosted the fan, you know, the winners that had won tickets. I hosted the magic bus out there. We had this like, you know, 60s or like Woodstock style bus, like the Partridge Family. And we actually drove out there in that bus. It was horrific. But
I think it's mellowed out slightly since then, but I think there is that kind of lot scene where people have their, I don't know, limited edition collectors pins and different, like, you know, there's this the fabric that the drummer wears, his dress is like these, they call them like Phish donuts, and there's
nice.
Lots of different merch that people make, you know, different fan-made merch that kind of incorporates that pattern. So it's probably not as wild as back then, but I would imagine that it's similar.
Yeah. So why don't we get to your new music and your new album? We need to take a quick little break and we'll come back. We are talking to trombonist Natalie Kressman, who's in San Francisco right now. And you can't see it, but your backdrop of this connection here virtually, you have the picture of the San Francisco Bridge, right?
Yep.
And you've got some really cool headphones on right now. They're like retro style. I was mentioning I have a lot of classic rockers on, and they remind me of some of those headphones back in the day that like maybe John Lennon wore, you know. What kind are those? They're obviously Bluetooth.
Yeah, are they both? Actually, I do have them wired in, although I think the backdrop is kind of
That's why they sound so good. They're wired in.
Yeah. They're just they're Bose. Yeah.
Nice.
Headphones.
Can't go wrong with Bose.
Yeah.
All right. Well, more with Natalie coming up right after this.
Visit Rory's Restaurant, 416 Post Road in Darien. Rory's is where it's always delicious. Try their great selection of mouthwatering appetizers, hot and cold sandwiches, scrumptious entrees, and outrageous soups. Check out their menu at rorys.net or call 203-655-9453 for takeout or curbside pickup. Open 7 days.
Skip the trip to the city and see Broadway actors right here in Fairfield County for a fraction of the price. Located at 509 Westport Avenue in Norwalk, Music Theater of Connecticut is your ticket to local professional theater. Get your tickets now and experience one-of-a-kind productions in our intimate, state-of-the-art Black Box Theater. For showtimes and reservations, visit our website at musictheaterofct.com or call us at 203-454-3883. Music Theater of Connecticut, where theater isn't just observed, it's experienced.
Escape the ordinary and let your taste buds wander through the enchanting landscapes of the Mediterranean and the Caribbean at the all-new Costa Vino Wine Bar Restaurant. Check out their happy hour specials and enjoy a symphony of tastes from their delicious menu. Costa Vino, located at 36 Westport Avenue in Norwalk. For more information, go to CostaVinoRestaurant.com.
Get back on the road with peace of mind with auto repair services you can trust. Accurate Auto Repair at 203-854-0338 or check them out at accurateautonorwalk.com.
From hot to cold, breakfast to lunch, JV's Deli has something for everyone. JV specializes in thin crust pizza, deli sandwiches, pasta, and more. JV's Deli and Pizza, serving Norwalk for over 10 years, 15 Tierney Street, up the road from City Hall. Check out their great menu at jvsdeliandpizza.com.
We're back. You're listening to The City's Backyard.
We are talking to singer, songwriter, trombonist, Natalie Kressman. And, you know, we neglected to say that you do other things other than play the trombone. So you do sing like your mom?
I do, yeah. And in this duo project, yeah, it's on this record that we're putting out, it's a lot of emphasis on kind of some instrumental cuts of the composer whose music we're doing. But on the gig, we sing a lot together, me and my partner, and sing in different languages.
Your partner is English. Ian?
Yeah, Ian Facchini.
Ian Facchini, who's Brazilian?
Yeah, he's from Brazil. Although he's been in the States for a while. He moved to the Bay Area when he was 8, so.
The album is I'm going to let you pronounce it.
Yeah, the album is called Ginga, and it's titled after one of our biggest mentors and musical heroes from Brazil, Ginga, who's still alive and writing amazing music. He's definitely one of kind of Brazil's most important composers, and there's definitely a small following here in the U.S., but we just think the world of him and his music, and it was such an honor to have him appear on some of this record with us, and so we're kind of hoping to share his style with some people in the States that might not have heard of him before.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about your tour dates coming up, but he's a master guitarist?
Yeah, guitarist and composer of all sorts of music, you know, composing for the guitar, like as a solo instrument, also songs. And on this record, he is not as well known as a lyricist, but he wrote some lyrics to some of Ian's songs. So, the ones that he sings on the record are collaborations between him and Ian, who's kind of been his protege ever since he was 15.
So the album's going to be released April 12th. If you're listening to this podcast afterwards, then obviously it's already out. Mm-hmm. But this is cool that you're coming on to promote your gigs. And let's play. I'm going to try and pronounce this. You correct me. I'm going to give it a shot. First of all, is this Brazilian? Are these Brazilian these titles?
Brazilian Portuguese. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. So I'm assuming it's sort of like Spanish as opposed to French. So I'm going to say Por Trás de Brás de Pina.
Yeah. Por Trás de Brás de Pina.
Oh, you say it way better. So do you speak Brazilian?
I speak Portuguese, yes.
A Portuguese? Is that what they call the Brazilian language? Duh. You can tell I know a lot about it.
Yeah, but it is different than Portuguese from Portugal. The accent's different, so yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. All right, well, here is this track. And obviously, you're not singing, but you're playing the trombone.
That's right, and Ian's playing the guitar. And this is a song by Ginga.
Natalie Kressman, right now on the City's Backyard Podcast. Yeah, that is a really cool instrumental, you could say, right?
Yeah, totally. It's the style of music, or like the groove that it's written in, is from the northeast of Brazil, a style of music called baião. And I feel like that's a rhythm that we don't get. You kind of have to look for it here in the U.S. You know, a lot of times when people think about Brazilian music, they think about bossa nova for sure, and then maybe samba. But there's a lot of rhythms represented on this album that are kind of lesser known outside of Brazil.
We need to talk about your tour dates. We also, why don't we play one more song before we wrap the podcast up, and we'll come back and do that if that's cool with you.
Sounds good. Yeah.
All right. Natalie Kressman is on this episode out in the Bay Area. So just before we break, describe where you are in San Francisco. You know, I've never been to San Francisco, but wasn't the movie Bullet filmed there? There were so many movies filmed down that hill, right?
Yeah. Well, so I grew up in San Francisco. I live in Berkeley now, which is just across the Bay Bridge in the East Bay. Still a very awesome city, and San Francisco is very close by.
So do you know that area where they shoot all those movies on that hill, all those car chase scenes probably, right?
Yeah. And a lot of stuff in North Beach and near Lombard Street. Yeah, exactly.
Do you know the movie Bullet? I think it was filmed there, right? With the green Mustang, late 60s, Steve McQueen.
I don't know if I've seen it, but
you got to look it up.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of Clint Eastwood movies were filmed out there. I'm not really sure, but yeah, I guess. Yeah. Is there a lot of stuff going on? Do you see films being made out there or not really?
Not as much anymore. Yeah, I think because it's just it's one of the most expensive cities in the world. TV and movies, there's a lot of stuff happening in Atlanta now because it's okay, there's space and there's it's not quite so crazy to put together.
Yeah.
Shoot. So every once in a while I see it, but definitely not as much as when I was growing up. And definitely there was the golden era of film noir. It was San Francisco was such a cool looking city that people, use it as the setting a lot.
It was the backdrop, just like the backdrop of the bridge there behind you, although people can't see it. Theater of the mind. So let's take a break. Natalie Kressman is on this episode. More with her coming up right after this.
Live theater is back and in your own backyard at Curtain Call. There's always something on at Curtain Call at the Sterling Farms Theater Complex, Newfield Avenue in Stamford. For half the price of a Broadway ticket, a family of four can see a show at Curtain Call. Call 203-461-6358 or go online to curtaincallinc.com. That's curtaincallinc.com.
John's Best has been serving great Italian dishes since 1961, from delicious pizza to pasta, salads to seafood, and more. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. Experience their newly renovated restaurant with outdoor seating. John's Best, 325 Westport Ave, Norwalk. For a full menu, check out johnsbestpizzact.com.
Keeping your home or business warm and running efficiently shouldn't be a challenge. Call the Heating and Cooling Company of Norwalk for your free system evaluation and start saving money today. Google them for more information at The Heating and Cooling Company of Norwalk.
Hey, how about a great sandwich for lunch or delicious breakfast and cappuccino? This is Sergio. Come and see me at Francesca's Cafe and Grill right here on the Post Road in Norwalk, 249 Westport Avenue. Your friend Sergio here does it all, from Italy to Norwalk to coffee and cannolis. Francesca is truly a piece of Italy right here in heart of Norwalk. Check out our great menu at francescasdeli.com.
From the Empire State Building's backyard, you're listening to The City's Backyard with Matt Zacho.
Well, this is a lot of fun. We're going out to the West Coast, to San Francisco. I think of Rice-A-Roni when I think of San Francisco. Right?
I haven't thought about that one in a while, but yeah, for sure.
So you're a singer-songwriter and also a trombonist. Would you say that you play the trombone more than you sing?
It definitely kind of started out that way, although these days it's getting closer to 50-50, which is cool. I think, when you're coming up, singing is so much more intimidating in some ways. So it took me a while to be yes, I'm a singer. I was definitely more comfortable singing backup for a while. But I think, once you kind of find your own style, now I consider myself to be kind of equal parts singer and trombonist.
Let's talk about some of the dates. Let's start with... And again, depending on when people hear this, these dates may have passed because, podcast is cumulative. So people tune in, up to almost 2 months. But, for the most part, the first few weeks when the podcast drops is when they check it out. So Troy, New York, which is near Albany, and you're going to be performing at Mojo's Cafe and Gallery on April 8th. Have you been there?
It actually just opened. Some musician friends of mine from Colorado just started this kind of New Orleans themed cafe and venue. And so it's going to be a super intimate night. And one of their, I guess they have concerts rolling all month, but will be, within the first couple months of their music programming.
Cool. I went to school up in Syracuse, and I dated, you know, a student when I was there, and she was from that area, Troy, New York. And so I used to, you know, that was my experience going and visiting her during the summers and checking out upstate New York near Albany. And then check this out. You're going to be in Amherst, Massachusetts. And my daughter is going to UMass. I'm going to have to tell her about this because she'll probably, you know, maybe she'll come introduce herself to you.
It is super close to campus. So
yeah. Oh, it is? The Drake is the name of the place. And so how do you know it's close to the campus?
I've played there before with other projects. So, and I'll actually be doing some teaching at Amherst on some of my days off here on this tour. So
no way.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Well, do you have college students attend when you've played there before or not really?
Yeah, there were some. Yeah.
Yeah.
This time I'll be teaching a few days before I'm playing. So hopefully, you know, it gives people time to make plans to come see it.
Awesome.
April 9th.
April 10th, you're in PA, Pennsylvania at, what is it, Ardmore Music Hall?
That's right. Yeah.
And then Red Bank, New Jersey, the next night. Triumph Brewing. You're going to be playing at a brewery. Do you drink beer or wine or not at all?
I actually love both. I think I'm more of a wine person than a beer person these days. But yeah,
it's healthier for you
to try their beer.
Nice
after the show.
Stores, Connecticut. That's probably where UConn is, right? Speaking
That's
of
right.
colleges,
yeah.
Jorgensen Center for the Arts. So mm-hmm. is that? That a venue on campus or off campus?
I'm not sure if it's affiliated. So those that date and the night after, we are opening for the band Snarky Puppy. And so they're a lot of the places we play otherwise are a lot smaller, little listening rooms. And these are going to be like big performing arts centers for like, you know, 1,000 plus seats. Fun and different. Yeah.
And the Triumph Brewing in New Jersey is a free show. So that's a freebie. Groton Hill, Massachusetts. You're doing that on April 13th, right?
That's right, yeah.
And then the following night, a place I've never been to, but I think it's just perfect for you. That's on the Cape in West Yarmouth.
Thank you for pronouncing that because I did not know that that's how
yeah,
you
have to say it like you're parking the car. You're parking the car in West Yarmouth.
Perfect. Yeah. So the music room, Cape Cod, we've never played there before, but we're really excited about that show. Like you said, it's a little bit more intimate.
Yeah. So, Natalie, let's play this other track. You let me pick it. You had sent the files to me. I feel special that I get to hear
it before it's out. Yeah.
Yeah. So I went with the last song. And that wasn't a song that you suggested, but I liked it. And can you tell us the name of it?
Yeah, it's Voalfredo. It's another different style from the northeast of Brazil. This is Frevo. It's the carnival music up there that they play around their Mardi Gras festivities.
What would you say that this song describes, you know, the New Orleans scene? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, talking about the Brazilian version of that, right? So it's definitely a very different flavor, but similar kind of festivities, you know, letting it all hang out before Lent. Basically, Alfredo refers to Grandpa Alfredo, so I imagine it's probably like some reference to Ginga's grandfather.
And Ginga is the album. Natalie Crestman is the trombonist, and it's your partner in crime, Ian, on guitar, right?
That's right.
The City's Backyard Podcast. Thank you. This is so much fun to have you on the show. I mean, your music is so different. So what is the genre you would describe this music as?
I mean, it's hard because it intersects with a lot of different things, but we kind of tend to call it Brazilian jazz because
Brazilian jazz,
it's very Brazilian, and there's improvisation and some definitely some influences from jazz harmony, and American jazz is definitely a big influence of Ginga. So yeah, Brazilian jazz is kind of, it doesn't completely sum it up, but these days it's kind of hard to stay in the box of one genre.
So your father, who toured with Santana, is he going to go out with them again, or he doesn't know at this point?
No, I think that Santana is kind of moving in a direction where he no longer has a horn section. He's just a slightly different thing. So I don't think my dad's expecting to join him anymore. And he's actually touring with this great reggae band, and he's been all over the world with that. So kind of on to a new chapter, which I think is super cool.
And your dad's name is Jeff.
Jeff Cressman, yeah.
Very cool. Well, I love the fact that this is, you know, described as Brazilian jazz. Not too long ago, I had on the guitarist from Steely Dan, and he has a background in jazz, and Steely Dan is just great rock music with that jazz influence. It could go either way, right? You know?
Absolutely, yeah.
And here you were playing with Phish, doing the Grateful Dead type of stuff, and now you're doing, you know, the Brazilian jazz. So yeah. Do you have any plans to go out? I mean, that must have been cool, playing to thousands of people on stage, right?
Yeah, no, it's super fun playing with Trey and Phish. Yeah, I mean, it's funny because to me, like, I'm in such a zone on stage that the amount of people doesn't really affect me as much as I feel like it should. But definitely it's a huge difference of the types of crowds that, you know, I play with Ian versus on tour with Trey. Yeah, we're doing a show in September. Trey Band is opening for Bruce Springsteen in Asbury Park, I think. So that's going to be like very massive and high energy in comparison to the kind of, you know, like you said, intimate duo shows that we're touring this.
Let me get this straight. You're going to be warming up?
Yeah, the Trey Band is playing right before Bruce Springsteen.
No way. So you're going to be there?
I will be there. Yeah.
Wow. Look at you. Well, I feel really special. I feel special. You're hobnobbing with, you know, your dad's, you know,
special.
Thank you. Your dad's, you know, got this background going on tour with Santana. You're hanging out on stage doing your thing with Phish. And then you're going to be, you know, warming up for the Boss Man. So do you like to travel?
I do. I mean, it's sometimes gets a little old when you're not traveling in style and when things go wrong. But I would say I probably like to travel more than the average person. So I'm counting my blessings there because it's a big part of what I do. I kind of say, like, I play music for free, but the pay is to just deal with whatever happens on the way to get there and back, you know?
Yeah, I love how you play the big venues and then you still enjoy doing the smaller venues. I feel like those are true musicians. How do people follow you, Natalie, on, first of all, your website?
Yeah, I've got nataliecressman.com. That's where all my tour dates and ticket links are. But I'm also on Instagram at Nat Cressman. And I have a Facebook page, and that also gets updated all the time. Yeah, and a YouTube channel. We got lots of live videos, including some material from this album. So feel free to check that out, too.
Awesome. Natalie Crestman, thanks for dropping by the City's Backyard today.
Thanks so much, Matt. Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
That puts a wrap on the City's Backyard. We'll be back next week with more interesting topics, great guests, and fun conversation about what's happening in and around your community. That's it for now. We'll see you soon.